Going on, everybody. That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Shaduce, and always next to me, this debonair motherfucker right here.
Kamal Altash.
What's going on, buddy? Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too, man.
Fucking ain't right, man. I would just first like to start this New Year out with an apology about the Christmas special and how we didn't get to it because of our hectic schedules, but we're definitely going to have it ready for next year. We've been working on it, so it's going to happen. It will be a Christmas Carol.
Definitely. There's no way we're robbing ourselves of this opportunity.
Or you.
Well, yes. I guess it would be a nice thing to think about the audience out there, but quite frankly, I just want to do it for.
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
It is gonna be
fun. But you know, I'm sure everybody's. You know, we just wanted to say that, you know, we're sorry about not getting that out there, but we are full bore in 2014. We got a great year coming up ahead of us. So, I just also wanted to say that you know, people usually have New Year's resolutions, right? Yeah. I mean, I know it's cliche to talk about it and everything, but like everybody's always like, "I'm gonna get thin." No, you're not.
No.
You're not. Like, some of you will. Don't get me wrong. Some of you out there, you're going to get thin. You're going to get looking trim. You're going to look... One breakup later, you're right back to being a tub. And I'm not just talking ladies. I'm talking guys, too. I'm not being sexist here. I'm just being real with you. You are not. You're not going to be Don Juan de la Nooch. It's just not going to happen for you.
This is why you break up with them via text, yes?
Oh, the coward's way out.
I love living in our times.
Yeah. I got to admit, though, I will say this. You know, when I got divorced and I was back on the market before I got divorced, like, texting wasn't as popular because the phones weren't that good then. So it was like, they were okay, but you there was no, like, real touchscreens or anything like that. It was all you had to push the numbers and everything. Or if you were cool, you had a keypad. But, like, once I got divorced, dude, no women talked anymore on the phone, and it was such a strange thing to me as a child of the 80s
It's still
and 90s.
A strange thing to me. Mm. I'm used to, when you get a girl's number, it's to her house phone. When you call, it's not necessarily her that answers. Yeah. It could be her pops, it could be her roommate, it could be her...
It could be whoever, man, you know, never
And then
know.
You have to ask for them, this is so-and-so. You know, you present yourself, you ask for who you want to speak with.
Yeah.
Ask if they're available. Sure they are. I'll go get them for you.
You know, that or...
That doesn't happen anymore. Well, you get somebody's number, it's their number in their pocket. If somebody else answers, then you're like, what?
Dude, I remember when, like, it was great to have a pager. You know what I'm saying? Like, I...
It was
school,
never great to have a pager.
It was great to have a pager. When you were in... Look, there was no cell phones.
They should have called it a badger.
Well, there were cell phones, but they had battery backpacks that, like, they had in Saved by the Bell when Zach Morris was walking around with that shitty big
them
phone.
Them bricks. Yeah, when we would go riding bikes when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Freaking, my mom would page me. I'd call her back and she'd be like, "You have to feed Max." I'm like, "Yo, are you serious?" I'm like, "Out with my friend." She's like, "You have to feed him. It's your responsibility." I'm like, "Oh." I'd have to ride back home. We'd be like 2 miles out at least.
By the Las Palmas Candos. Oh, where it's not safe to be. Because if you're by the Las Palmas Candos, you're going to get shot at. Like, A, like we did when we were kids.
Yeah.
And B, like some other poor unfortunate asshole had the other night.
Yeah. Which brings us to...
No, it doesn't bring us to that yet, man. We're still on...
I'm sorry, I'm so stoked about it. There's so many.
I know, we're still on New Year's resolutions, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. So, like, a lot of people have, like, big goals, though, too. It's not just, like, fucking, oh, I just want to get thin or whatever. A lot of times people have, like, serious shit, like, I'm going to start a new career and blah, blah, blah. And that's a daunting task, man. Like, to say that, could have that bold statement, that's a really cool thing, man. And I think you should be applauded for trying to do something entrepreneurial or step out of your boundaries a little bit, man. That's really fucking cool if you do that. And, I mean, fuck getting thin. Food's too good. Just get really good at your job and be awesome and eat food.
The words food and good are spelled much the same.
Because with more money comes better food. Just saying. There's a reason why rich people are fat. I'm just saying. It's true, man. It's true. Crazy shit, man, happens on New Year's Eve, but crazy stuff happened on Christmas Eve, man. People were getting shot in Orlando on Christmas Eve.
Yep.
I know that doesn't sound like
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
I know me saying that and being from Florida and repping it and just like going, come down to Orlando. Don't stay in I Drive. You'll get shot. I'm the Board of Tourism or something.
Don't get it twisted. We're not, you know.
No. No, we are. That's exactly what I'm
saying. We're not pro-Florida. We're not against Florida. We just happen to be here.
we enjoy the show.
We're just reporting it. Yeah, we're here for the show.
It is definitely an interesting show. You know.
Like, for this show.
George Carlin always used to say, he'd say, like, when you are born into this world, you get a ticket to the show. When you're born in the United States, you get a front row seat. That's how I feel in Florida. All the nuts roll down to Florida, man.
That's gravity. Right?
Welcome to Florida, land of the newlyweds and nearly deads.
It's a waiting room.
There's always a buffet somewhere. Florida.
Florida.
Florida. Or if you're of the hood persuasion, Flo Rida.
Is he considered hood?
I don't know what he's considered.
Is Flo Rida hood?
I don't know.
I don't even know what's hood anymore.
When you have a song called Do You Wanna Blow My Whistle, Baby? I don't know if you're hood anymore.
Like, my definition of hood, I don't know if it's even relevant anymore. I'm talking like, you know, Ice Cube and Dr. Dre.
Oh,
like,
no, that hood is long gone, man. Like,
shit.
The new hood is like this hybrid of, like, posers and posers. I don't think there are any real gangster rappers anymore.
I rented a Lambo for this video shoot. It's going to look so awesome. People are going to think it's our car.
Speaking of crazy fucktard rappers, Kanye West has this video.
Oh, what's he up to?
What's he not up to? The guy thinks he's fucking Jesus, for Christ's sake.
He's not?
I don't know.
He walked in a video that said Jesus walked, so he had to be Jesus.
I don't know. I saw Jesus on up on that cross. He wasn't doing a whole lot of walking. He did look svelte, though. Goddamn, hey, Jesus had a hot bod.
He had nice abs.
He did. He worked out.
Well, you know,
come on down to the Holy Lord Tabernacle Gym. Get your shit ripped. Those Romans can be tough. You want to put up a fight? Half price if you're Jewish. Come on down.
Muzzle top.
Like after workout, Jesus was like, here's some loaves and fish. Like, slow down, Jesus. We ain't got enough barrels and salt for all them fish.
Make some miracles happen in that changing room.
Can you imagine if Jesus was like a Goomba Italian guy? He's like, I'm making miracles here. I'm making miracles there.
He's turning water into wine. Everybody's all wined up and just covered in it. He's like, yeah. Now this party's getting started.
Hey, Jesus, can you heal my leopard friend? Forget about it. Biggity bam boom snap. You're good. Jesus Christ is Andrew Dice Clay. Played by Andrew Dice Clay. Couple of those whores, couple of those whores.
You know, yeah, you.
Hickory dickory dock. Mary Magdalene was sucking my cock. The clock struck two, I dropped my goo, and dropped her off at the next block. Oh! Hey! Jesus was a happening guy, though, dude, right? Like, that guy? How the fuck did we get Jesus? Where did we go?
I have no idea.
Where did we go? Oh, Kanye West.
Kanye,
and we're back. So, Kanye West, man. Happy 2014, everybody. We're inebriated. That's right. Head to the mountains.
Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West, man. Kanye West is... Okay, so he's got this video with him and Kim Kardashian, and she's naked, laying backwards, like, with her shoulders on where on the steering wheel deal, on the handlebars. And he's riding on the back, and he's not even really rapping so much as he is just talking. And she's naked, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just... There's just no point to it at all, like...
They don't show the front?
Show the front of what? Like her?
Of her naked.
No, man. She's like covered in shadow. It's tasteful, I guess. If you could call that video tasteful. Anyways, the best part about it is James Franco and... what's the other guy? Rogan. Jesus Christ. Seth Rogen. James Franco and Seth Rogen.
Out some movies.
I was going to super bad it, but then there's so many people in that one, and then I was going to be like fanboys, and you know how you go. Yeah. So,
that's a tough one.
But so, James Franco and Seth Rogen, okay, they do a version of the video where Seth Rogen's naked on the bike, and James Franco's doing the Kanye West part, and you just see like Seth Rogen's hairy back. Oh, he's like, his hair is blowing back in the wind. He's rubbing his nipples and shit.
No, he isn't.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy cracked me up, man.
And I'm just like, oh, dude, it's, you know, they really are good friends. They've been acting together since Freaks and Geeks, man, back in the day. Did you know that?
That show, they were both on that?
Yeah, that show Freaks and Geeks. Mm-hmm.
I still haven't seen that. I should.
It's a good show. A lot of those guys from that little group did little spots on that show. It's a good show. Basically, like, everybody that Judd Apatow knows. Yeah. I love me some Apatow films, though, man.
They're good, man.
Yeah, they really are good. Have you seen So This Is 40?
Such a good movie.
Did you really? Yeah,
such
you liked.
A good
oh,
movie.
Dude, that was a fantastic movie. I thought it really captured like a modern marriage, like at that in this day and age, where like I thought it was brilliant writing. I really do. Like, I'm not trying to suck Judd Apatow's cock or anything. I just think it's a really good movie. I like his movies. I enjoy them. But yeah, dude. So okay, so. Some crazy shit did happen on New Year's Eve. It didn't happen here. We're going to turn to our What the Florida News team for all the details.
Breaking news coming to you live with your What the Florida News team. It's Jesse Shadoos and Kamal Altaj.
I'm Jesse Shadoos, and this
is Kamal Altaj.
Welcome to the What the Florida News Break. This just in. Florida man Joshua Werbicki had sex with family dog.
Damn.
Family dog, dude. Well, that says it's his roommate's dog.
Oh, it's his roommate's dog? Well, you know, at least he's not, you know, keeping it in the family. He's branching out. That's good.
So, a Florida man was caught on tape having sex with his roommate's dog, authorities said. Joshua Werbicki, a 22-year-old Papa John's delivery driver, was arrested Friday. That sucks, man. Like, they automatically...
Why they gotta throw Papa John in there, man? That's messed up.
See, that's the reporters, dude. They do that digging. Like, this guy could have kept his job. You know, nobody would have known about him fucking a dog. But the reporters get a hold of
They're like, he's fucking his roommate's dog?
Yeah.
Where does he work? Like, why?
Yeah, man.
Was he doing it at work? He wasn't.
They're gonna ruin this guy's life, man. He's not gonna be able to deliver pizzas anymore. Papa John's got one whiff of that.
He looks like Krispy Kreme the rapper.
He really does. I put the picture up on Twitter for you guys to see. He's a special human being. Dude, I bet the people that got delivered from this guy, like, all the time, you know? I bet they were like, yo, that guy fucked a dog, B.
I knew there was something wrong with that guy, yo.
That's the dog fucker, yo. He's like, now I don't even know if I wanted that pizza. And it's so too late for that. I don't know. Dude, Can you imagine? He's like, ding dong. Hi, you guys got a large pepperoni? He's like, oh, what is that smell? I don't know what you're talking about. He's got, like, dog feces wiped on his chest. He's, like, really into some...
fur, like, yeah, all over.
He's, like, really into some kinky shit with the dog, you know? And he's just like, here's your pizza. Can I get a... do I get a tip? He's like, yeah, man, you take a bath.
Slam.
You know, and he's, like, riding along, and the whole time, he just can't wait, because he knows he's going to get home and fuck his dog. Or not even his dog. His roommate's dog. So imagine that. He's like, all right, man, I'm going off to work. I'll see you later. Yeah. I bet you will. But not until after I fuck your dog.
Yo, when he leaves from work, I bet that dog is, like, attached to its owner. Like, oh, my God.
Don't
you
go.
You'll never understand the things that he does to me. What's wrong, boy? Now, did they say whether it's a male or female?
Oh, I didn't... I don't know. Let's take a look. Oh, okay, here we go. So Joshua Werbicki, a 22-year-old Papa John's delivery driver, was arrested Friday at work. At work, mind you. And charged with animal cruelty after Palm Bay cops viewed shocking footage of him sexually abusing the German Shepherd. Oh, so it wasn't even a small dog.
It was a big one.
All I can picture is Super Troopers with him fucking the bear in the woods.
I hope he was gentle with it, man. German Shepherds get really bad hip dysplasia. He can really do some
damage.
The
roommate reportedly grew suspicious and installed a hidden camera after she noticed the family pet was limping and had grown fearful of people in the house.
Yo.
Wow, so he was fucking a dude in a dude dog in the ass. That's the only reason that dog would be limping.
Oh, man, this guy... I hope they give
the camera recorded the alleged, and I quote, I am not ad-libbing here, people, when this reporter says this. The camera recorded the alleged doggy diddler in the act, according to the report. Diddler. They said doggy diddler, dude, on the fucking news.
It's the year 2014, and we're using the word diddle?
Yeah. This guy's like...
Doggy diddler.
He liked that donkey show way too much on spring break.
He was like the last guy of his little group that was just still standing there drinking his beer going,
yep,
fucking A, right? Like rubbing his nipples and shit. Like, really getting into it. Everybody else is left.
It's like, I bet that donkey loved it.
I know I loved it.
He looks like that guy, dude. It's a good thing Papa John's doesn't have a stuff crust, huh?
Man, you know that's what we always order. Stuff crust. It's fucked up.
No, but it's a good thing because Papa John's.
Next time I go to buy into a friggin' stuffed crust, it's coming back out because I'm gonna remember like this whole thing.
You know, I tried to stay out of this whole Duck Dynasty conversation, and it's really hard when you're on Facebook and like all these people on your Facebook page have like these different opinions on whether they support Duck Dynasty,
and deep down you know they're all wrong.
I don't even care. It's not that they're wrong. It's just like, who gives a shit, though? Like, it's like, I'm trying to figure out why everybody was shocked and surprised that a right-wing, conservative, ultra-Christian guy that makes duck calls for a living and has a beard like ZZ Top had a negative opinion about homosexuality. I don't know what would have made you think he would.
This guy's rich because he basically fakes ducks into thinking they're going to get laid.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they die.
Where's PETA in this whole situation? I don't think they've chimed in on Mr. Duck.
They probably haven't.
Yeah, it's weird.
And
you
if they have, they've really
it.
Kept that, like, little hush-hush.
So, but really, though, what the deal is this guy, he said some really homophobic things, and he said some things about race that were, well, quite frankly, pretty much wrong. But... at the same time, who cares what this ignorant-ass motherfucker from the Duck Dynasty has to say about anything? I don't understand. And then, like, Christians take to the goddamn interwebs like fucking flies to shit to defend this guy because they're like, he's just espousing his religious belief. That's protected under the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, it is protected. We also still have the right to say that he's a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like... So don't get pissed off when we call him a douchebag for being a douchebag.
But look at how this guy got away with it, though. Paula Deen got the book threw at her. Like, she got fucking, like, lambasted. They took her to town, and she said that shit, like, 25 years ago. This guy says it, and nothing happens to him. Like A&E backs down and goes, all right, this show makes way too much money. Screw the homos. Well, screw the black people. We're going to keep the show.
The same people that watch this show are the people that watch wrestling.
Well, I would say it probably reaches that same demographic. Only problem is I think it actually comes on when SmackDown versus Raw does.
And does it air at the same time? I could see some households very torn.
That is exactly the reason why we bought that DVR.
It costs a whole lot of money.
So we could watch SmackDown versus Raw in all of its live awesomeness and SmackDownedness and still catch Duck Dynasty? What?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch Duck Dynasty.
Like, dude, and like he gave like he was given a speech and whatever, like where he was talking about homosexuality. It's like some sermon or some shit. And I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know why anybody's offended by this guy. I really don't. Like, I don't understand, like...
Well, the first part of my prediction is already coming true. I knew he was going to be eventually put back on the show.
Right.
And I could totally see the ratings going up for a bit, you know, spiking. They're probably going to shake things up, you know.
All it's going to do is get people to watch it because they hate him.
Exactly.
And I think that if...
Which is why they kept him on board.
Yeah, and it's also a fucking huge cash cow, and let's face it, A&E wasn't really jack shit before this came around. But they've run reruns of Law and Order. Like, I mean, it wasn't happening until the Dynasty came along. So, I understand why they want to ride that cash cow, but, like, at some point, like, you were trying to stick to some sort of principles, and you just completely sold out for Horsley for money. And I think that should teach a huge lesson to everyone. Like, money is king. Principles go only as far as that wallet will let it go. And if they wouldn't have kept Duck Dynasty, if they would have had the balls to tell them to walk, dude, they would have ended up on like the 700 Club or some shit with Pat Robertson. And he's like, now Si's come on here and he's come to talk about the homosexuals and their agenda. And how blacks were happier in the 1960s before the Civil Rights Movement. I can't even say it with a straight face. He's such a fucking moron. A&E, you're fucking idiots. You think this guy had $400 million before he ever started this show? He's rich beyond belief. He doesn't need your money.
They grew the beards for the show. They're not hardcore, no. Like...
He basically mountain whipped out his Christian cock and beat A&E in the forehead with it and was like, eh.
And they submitted.
Yeah. So maybe A&E is gay. They like the cock to the forehead, they bow down and get down to business.
Arts and entertainment, man. They're them drama kids.
They are. Yeah, but it seems to me that Bravo has a lot more gay-oriented content than A&E would ever have.
We're not even going to go into the Sandy Gina Network.
Sandy Gina Network? Which one's that?
Lifetime.
Oh, Lifetime. Well, Lifetime really has, like, they have, like, 7 actors and actresses.
Yeah.
And they rotate them through every single movie. My parents watch these movies, right? They love these Lifetime and Hallmark shits. I guess for comedy, because, like, I... You know,
so many people watch these movies. It's
crazy. And they literally have the same cast in, like, most of them. Like, literally most of them.
I've tried to watch them. I simply cannot get into them. They're... No. None of these people... I can't relate to anything that's going on in any of the lives of anybody in these casts and in these stories. Like, who are these people?
Dude,
Why do I care?
The acting is so bad sometimes with the children. Like, I've been in there one time and they were like, you're the best brother ever! Hug! And she's like this most exaggerated hug you've ever seen. And like, the little boy is smiling because it's really not his sister and it's just some like 13-year-old girl with budding boobs hugging him. And he's like, this is great. I'm getting paid for this?
Yeah.
Sign me up for Blue Lagoon 2. Can Can I get a Brooke Shields that wants a vaccinator children, though?
What?
Okay. What? I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Brooke Shields. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You're a dumbass.
You know, Brooke Shields was a bad bitch.
She was a bad bitch.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Although, okay. although I did have a big thing for Phoebe Cates.
Phoebe Cates,
man. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh,
Gremlins.
Yes.
Drop Dead Fred. A host of other movies that weren't as great. You know. I'm just being honest. Phoebe Cates was hot, though, man. Judge Reinhold was right to rub one out to that deal. He's like, oh, Phoebe Cates. Seriously, man, she had a nice little pert rack. There go all the female listeners right there. Every single one of them.
Beep. I'm not apologizing. I didn't say it. He said it.
Dude, we got to go see The Hobbit, man. We still haven't gone and seen The Hobbit.
Part of me doesn't care to see The Hobbit.
Really? I heard the finale, this conclusion was really good.
Well,
I mean, I know the story because I've read it, but I heard that like the movie actually was really nice.
I guess, man. Could we just not watch it in 3D?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't
I
have,
ain't trying to spend extra money to watch it all blurry.
I don't care,
you know,
to watch. Yeah, I don't
care
to watch.
Me.
I don't care to watch it in 3D. It doesn't make any difference to me. Oh, somebody was talking to me about the X-Men Age of Apocalypse movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
You learned something new from it, or...?
No, it's the same fucking horrible news. All I keep hearing is Magneto merging with Apocalypse, man. It's just, it's... Oh, God.
No.
Stop.
Now, we watched that Wolverine movie the other day.
Yeah, it was good.
And I did enjoy it for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Although they did butcher the shit out of the Wolverine's origin story and...
Right butchered it, yes.
Yeah. It was almost unrecognizable, other than, the, you know, having Wolverine in there.
Yeah.
But, doing this, merging Magneto with Apocalypse...
Apocalypse, man.
No. That's where I draw the line.
It's gone too far. We talked about it at the comic book shop Friday with people, and it's just, like, everybody unanimously was like, this movie's going to be horrible if that happens.
Which is basically, you know, who they're gearing this movie towards.
Yeah, if you're going to make that movie, it, like, the Age of Apocalypse storyline's not going to be huge with anybody that has no idea about the comics. It's just not going to be.
Yeah, people aren't going to go watch this just because, hey, I like the Avengers, I'm going to watch... X-Men Age of Apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, I just really wish that, like, we could get Marvel really in cahoots again and in control of X-Men instead of Fox. But sad news on the Marvel front, though, because Dark Horse Comics, man, in 2015 will lose the rights to produce Star Wars comics, and I'm a little saddened by that.
Yeah. Dark Horse, they go further with their comics. They get grittier, they get darker.
Yeah.
They're not afraid to do that as a publishing company. Actually, they've established,
right.
You know, they've made their name because of those kinds of comics.
Marvel's gotten edgier, but they're still very vanilla, and I just feel that if they get a hold of this Star Wars, they're going to make it very superhero-y. Where it's just going to be, like, fantastic tales of action and adventure and not, like, delve as deep into the characters as dark paths that Dark Horse did. I just, it sucks, man. I mean, I'm excited about the movies coming out and everything, but, like, I really don't want to see Marvel Comics have Star Wars. I don't want to see it!
Well, it's gonna happen, buddy. Let's just hope for the best. Let's hope they prove us wrong.
You think one day somebody's gonna look back and go, "We should have just shot George Lucas," like right before he made the first prequel, we should have just shot him, right? Just right there. I'm just saying. I think. Like, I'm excited.
I'm sure that crossed a few people's minds when they started rolling credits, that first showing of episode one.
You know, episode one was on because Spike does that huge marathon they do all the time. And it was on, and I was just trying to watch it, and I'm just finding it so hard.
I'll do a barrel roll. That's a good move. What? Come on, man.
Are you an angel? I think they live near the moons of Diego.
I cringed in the theaters. Why?
Oh, when that happened? Yeah.
Anytime he opened his full mouth.
Dude, like, that whole thing, that whole...
I made it for you. It's your poor snippet.
But what's really horrible about it, and it sucks because, like, they didn't really have a chance to really age Natalie Portman.
No.
Like, she was really supposed to only be, like, 4 or 5 years older than him at, like, 13 or something, you know? And she looked way older.
Well, Anakin already commented on it. He said, you haven't changed at all.
No, that is true. You haven't changed a bit.
She really hadn't.
No. No, not even a little bit. Like, basically, she was a cradle robber and a half. Big. I love me some Natalie Portman.
No, seriously, she is so
gorgeous. That is one sexy woman. Even, like, even after the baby, she looks, like, exactly the same. She's gorgeous.
I will go out so far as to watch, like, romantic comedies, which is completely outside of my normal genre.
Right.
So long as Natalie Portman's in it.
Well, think about how old we were when The Professional came out. We were young, too.
We were the same age.
Yeah.
And she's our age.
Exactly. Bro. And seeing her in that, dude, when she was cute in that.
Dude, I had the biggest stiffy the first time I watched that movie.
When she's smoking that cigarette on the steps.
Yeah. I was like, dude, she's she's a bad influence. I like that.
But ladies and gentlemen, forget Princess Leia. Natalie Portman in The Professional would give a kid his first wood no problems.
Woo-woop.
No problems. Shoot.
If the kid's any older than, like, 12, 13...
Well, that's just gross.
Yeah, that's
perverted.
No. But around that age, yeah.
If they're both still on the playground, it's okay. It's just kids being kids. We all played doctor. Some of us went on to do it professionally. What's going on? I'm Todd Sterling, recreational gynecologist.
Your track record is,
dude,
Sterling.
We should do a character called Todd Sterling, recreational gynecologist. That'd be awesome. Like, what's up, babe? Todd Sterling. Yeah, recreational gynecologist. No. I was pro, but now I just freelance from time to time. What's up? Need your badge checked? Need a vajayjay tune up? I can do the works, babe. Todd Sterling, attorney at... No, not attorney at law. He just sounded like he could be an attorney, too, though.
With a name like Todd Sterling, the world is your oyster.
Right. Todd Sterling, recreational gynecologist. Doctor, come quick. I can't do that, son.
I like to take my time. Yeah.
No, I mean, we need you in here. She needs me in here.
In a little while, I'm going to be in there. And then in there.
Madam, put your legs in those stirrups and get ready to fly. A giddy up. Todd's here. Like, every single day, he gets a letter from some chick's lawyer that's saying they're suing him for medical malpractice and sexual misconduct. And he's like, yeah, but they keep coming back.
For Christ's sake, Todd. He's got such bad odors. They need to get rid of it somehow.
Dude, I would be...
You're the only hope.
The only way I could be a gynecologist is if I was gay. Because there's no way in hell, after looking at all that beat-up snatch all day, I'd want to go home and have sex with my wife.
No, man. Nah, like, just working where I work, man, we got a pharmacy section. Yeah. And anytime I'm dealing with the merchandise over there, I'm looking at, like, pads and yeah. wipes and this and that, and I'm just like, oh. Stop reminding me that it's so dirty and nasty down there. Dude, I don't like to think about that.
What I love is they've got, and you go to the store and they got the condoms. They got the condoms right next to the pregnancy test, and that's kind of like, hey, I don't want to think about that when I'm picking up the condom. That's why I'm buying the motherfucker, okay? Move that shit over there where the Midol's at, and let's call it a day, sir. Because nobody wants to see that, right? But think about it, man. I'd be the gayest fucking gynecologist ever. I'd be like, I'd come home from work and be like, Jesus Christ, Jerry, I'm so glad you've got a cock. You would not believe the stuff I see coming out of those things. Jesus, what's for dinner?
I'm famished.
Oh, Frank's and beans? Super.
And beans. Oh, God.
Could you ever picture a gay guy eating Frank's and beans? No. It's some shit you can't even pronounce.
I'm sure I've seen it at some point, like, in pop-ups. Some dude is eating Frank's and beans.
Frank's and beans and pop-ups?
On the internet.
Oh, pop-ups. Okay. I was like, what's a pop-up?
What's the internet?
It's that thing we all look at porn on, Tim. What's porn? Hold on.
You bust out the phone.
Boop, 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 boop. Look at this. This is Pornhub, Timmy. You can pretty much watch anything from ATM all the way to grandma porn.
That's awesome.
You're damn right it is, Timmy. You can whack off on the go. Public restrooms, the bus stop, anywhere.
What's he doing to her?
Everything he wants, Timmy. Right in the ass. You ever been in a cockpit before?
What?
I'm not doing this.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Go get your friends. We'll have a little play. Yeah. You'll be Robin Hood.
Do I get the wings? You sure do. Timmy, have you ever heard of the Mile High Club? Thank you for flying the pedophilia skies. We just touched down at Timmy International.
You said the T word. Touch. Oh, man.
We'd like to thank you for flying pedophilia air. Enjoy your stay in Timmy, or wherever your final destination may be.
Yo, this show just took a turn. It took a very dark turn. Can't stop.
In case of an emergency, pull this down and wait for me. Just breathe in. No, that's not ether. What a silly question, little boy.
Tell me, does it smell like chloroform to you?
Hi, I'm Todd. Nice to meet you.
Napkin goes right to the face. Just
Jesus, titty fucking Christ, dude.
Oh, and a crooked, splintered crutch.
Dude, some guy came up to me today. It was hilarious. He walks up to me and he goes, have you found God? And I said, God's just a fairy tale. God's just a fairy tale to reassure children and scare old men. Dude,
what did he have to say to that?
You should have seen his face. should have seen his face. He just looks at me and he goes, well, okay then. And he turns around and walks the other way. And I'm wearing my Diablo 3 shirt, and I turn around, and on the back it says, Evil Reborn. And he's looking back at me. Dude, I couldn't take it. It was so perfect. I love fucking with religious people, man. It's like, seriously, like a job. Oh, man. Listen. Okay, so I had this thing where, you know, now that Ricky Martin's out of the closet, he's going to remake all of his...
make it sound like it came out like a month ago.
Well, I know it's been a while.
And now that he's out of the closet...
And he wrote a book, but I think now he's more comfortable in his own skin. And he's going to remake all his classic hits.
Like, re-record them?
Yeah, but make them very gay.
Oh.
I actually have one. I have one right now. It's pre-release. I downloaded it, obviously. It's called, and from Livin' La Vida Loca. The new title is Banging My Ass Like a Cho-Cha.
Sounds very gay.
Super gay. We're going to listen to it right now.
He's in the new sensations, black cocks and Benoit balls. I've got a premonition, his clothes are coming off. He's in the new sensations, leather and candlelight. He's got a new addiction, bear cubs and guys that buy. When you take that ecstasy, you dance naked in the rain. Find a guy and make out, and he damn it gives good brain. It'll go straight to insane. Upside inside out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. He's thrusting in and out, banging my ass like a cho-cha. His lips are devil red, and his cock's the color mocha. He will wear it out, banging my ass like a cho-cha. I'm banging my ass like a cho-cha. Ass like a cho-cha. Woke up in San Francisco, little funky cheap motel. He took my ass and he took my money. He must have slipped me a roofie pill. When you take that ecstasy, you go dancing in the rain. You make out with a crazy guy who can take away your pain. And damn, he gives good brain. Upside inside out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. Thrusting in and out, banging my ass like a cho-cha. His lips are devil red, and his cock's the color mocha. And he will not pull out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. Banging my ass like a cho-cha. Banging my ass like a cho-cha. That ecstasy, you get naked in the rain. You make out with some crazy guy that can take away your pain. And damn, he gives good brain. Upside, inside out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. He's thrusting in and out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. His lips are devil red, and his cock's the color mocha. Cho-cha, upside inside out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. Thrusting in and out, banging my ass like a cho-cha. His lips are devil red, his cock's the color mocha. He will wear it out, he's banging my ass like a cho-cha. Banging my ass like a cho-cha. Banging my ass like a cho-cha. Banging my ass like a cho-cho. banging my ass like a Georgia. Man, he's bending me over. Banging my ass like a Georgia. Banging my ass like a Georgia. I'm banging my ass like a Georgia.
I'm sorry.
Come home.
I'm sorry. Oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. I love you, Ricky Martin. You're a nice guy and all, but God damn it, we had to fuck with you. We got a lot in store, man, coming out for you this year on Yeah, I Said It. We're going to MegaCon. We're gonna do some guerrilla. We're gonna do some guerrilla radio out there.
We're gonna have a lot of people saying "Get out of my face" and so on and so forth. Maybe not.
I don't care.
They may actually be.
We're gonna get it on audio and hopefully on film as well when we get told to get out of your face. We're gonna try to talk to the great George Perez. I'm gonna get a sketch done by him, so we're gonna try and have a conversation with George Perez, because that's how he likes to be. That's his, the way you really say it, George Perez.
George Perez.
If I had a name like George Perez, I wouldn't have made comic books.
No.
I'd have been like George Perez Dispenser.
There's one for Javier Saltieri's or something like that. He did Alien vs. Predator, I believe. But he was at our local comic shop when we were growing up.
Right.
He was signing autographs, and some kid in front of me called him Javier.
And
he was like, "It's Javier." And he was like, "What?"
Dude. Like,
he straight up told him, he's like, "It's got a J." And he's like, "Who are you telling how to say my name? My name is Javier. I'm not." He closed his mouth. He signed what the kid wanted. He handed it over to him. Said he didn't say a word to him. That kid just walked away.
See, Americans, I love you guys. I am an American. I love this country. But we fucking have no clue on foreign shit sometimes.
Like,
it's embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Have some humility. Like,
this guy knows his fucking name.
When you try to say somebody's name and you have no idea whether you're butchering it or not, it's that,
right,
that cool, casual confidence that you use
right
to butcher it. That makes it so bad. Javier.
Dude, right before Christmas, there was a lady in the grocery store, and she looked over at me, and she's like, "Well, I needed the small cherry Jell-O, and this is the large one, but I don't think it's just cherry, because it's got this funny word after it." And I was like, "Oh, that's the Spanish word for cherry." And she just kind of like looked, and she goes, "Oh. Well, all right, I guess this will do." Like, you've just been checkmated, bitch. I don't know hardly any Spanish. I can barely order at Taco Bell, and I know that that's the Spanish word for cherry right next to the American English word for cherry.
I'm trying to think of it. I can't think of it.
It starts with a C, and it's got an E-R and a Z-A or something like that. It's like, Zerza. Something like that. But anyways, on that note,
Cerveza,
I don't know, Oscar de la Hoya, fetus pain. I'm Jesse Chanews.
I'm Kamal Alta.
And we'll see you guys next week. We'll see you guys next week. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah, next week.
Peace.
Woo!